For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
My name is Nicholas Eiley, and I'm Executive Director of Reconsider.
This Mexican drug law situation, tell us your understanding of that situation.
There's talk about adding more police to the mix locally in Mexico. There's talking about using resources to crack down on bigger drug dealers. But the fundamental thing that seems to stand out from all this is the talk about decriminalizing personal possession for users, which is popular. It plays well in the reform community here in the States. It's a very short-term view, but because with this new law, a marijuana smoker would only be ticketed or put on some list of addicts, if caught, makes things seem okay and that this is a wonderful bill. But this is a temporary state of grace for those people. Since decriminalization, as opposed to legalization, does nothing to provide for access to drugs, it leaves in place the illegal selling and the police actions aimed at curbing those sales. It does nothing to remove the profits from the pockets of the cartels or even the smaller dealers. It does nothing to make Mexican streets safer. Only a policy of drug legalization would do that. There's a phenomenon criminologists call net widening, which essentially means that when punishments are reduced, enforcement typically goes up. And that's because police officers often let minor offenders get away with a warning when they feel that a criminal charge and a sentence is too severe under the circumstances. Reduce the punishment and fewer offenders are let go. The law's net is effectively cast wider. Marijuana decriminalization is a classic net widening policy. This holds true in Mexico or the U.S. The only possible exception, and that's a temporary one, is when a government has a policy of harm reduction that is sincere, but is bound by treaties or strong pressure from the outside to enforce prohibition, such as the case in the Netherlands. Neither the U.S. nor Mexico has such a policy. So if the shootings along the border continue, when studies show the usual cyclical increases in drug use, when there is some headline-making tragedy involving drug abuse, decrim will be seen as a failed idea and things will get tighter once again. All of a sudden, your name turns up as an addict, finishing your chance for that great job you're trying to land. All of a sudden, you're automatically searched every time you get to an airport because the net ensnared you years ago.
We'll have the second part of this interview on tomorrow's 420. In the meanwhile, I urge you to visit Reconsider's website, reconsider.org. There you can hear from Nicholas Eiley and great writers like Jacob Solem, author of Saying Yes in Defense of Drug Use. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.